What is there, chapter 5, Mishnah 5? Haya eichli mo ala shulchan. If the Jew is eating with a non-Jew at the table, v'niach legina ala shulchan, and he puts a flask of wine on the table, v'legina al hadulbaki, and he puts a flask on the serving stand. So apparently they had, like, next to the table where they were eating, they had the place where they put the food and the wine and whatever, and then they would bring it onto the table. Then v'nicho v'yatza, then the Jew leaves him. He leaves him and he goes out of the house. So says the Mishnah, Masha ala shulchan asur, the wine that is on the table is forbidden. We assume that the non-Jews touch the wine on the table. Masha al hadulbaki mutter, but whatever is on the serving stand is permitted. We assume that he hasn't touched what's on the serving stand, that if he's going to touch the wine, it's only the wine on the table. But if he says to him, have moizag v'shoise, if he says to him, you know, whatever, take whatever you want and drink and pour and drink, like I'm giving you permission to do whatever you want, then afshi al hadulbaki asur, then even what's on the serving stand becomes forbidden. Then we assume he may have touched both. Chavias pesuchos asuros, open barrels, and then when the Jew goes out, the same halach applies, that anything which is open is forbidden, and stumos, if they're closed, kadashi yiftach v'yigoy fatigoy, that they are only long enough. This is Rabban Gamliel, which is a machlokas, but this is according to Rabban Gamliel. The barrels that are closed are only forbidden if it's time enough for him to remove the stopper and replace the stopper back after he's taken out wine and to let it dry.